GMO foods are front and center once again, this time in Los Angeles. There, local activists brought their concerns to City Hall and convinced the City Council to ban GMO plants within the city limits. The ban is not on GMO products, it is on GMO seeds and plants. While we're not likely to see cornfields in amongst the skyscrapers, there is some big city ag effort going on. The city is trying to encourage urban farming. They are leveraging tax breaks approved by the state earlier this year to encourage small-scale local farms. The idea is to take blighted land, acreages from a tenth of an acre to 3 acres in size, and lease them out for commercial or non-commercial agricultural use. The Los Angeles Food Policy Council says that more than 8,000 parcels would qualify. Even though banning GMO seeds and plants in the city is not likely to have any real impact, it allows ignorance to determine food policy. It perpetuates the myth that genetically modified foods are risky. If you Google GMO, so many websites serve up pictures of deformed animals, stories of poisonings, all sorts of anecdotal evidence, which seems to support that using GMO plants to grow our food is dangerous. Yet none of these websites use scientifically verifiable methods to prove out their claims. In fact, science-grounded studies have shown time and time again that there is no risk, but there are big benefits from genetically modified crops. We can't ignore the evidence. It shows GMO plants are hardier, more drought-tolerant, have fewer pest issues, and the crops have larger, better-tasting yields. In a world where hunger is a chronic problem, water is becoming scarce, and ag land is disappearing, we need all the efficiency we can get if we're going to continue to feed the world. I'm Len Wilcox, and that's the Western View from AgNet West.